Hello, and welcome to the conversation at airsafe.com, the official podcast of the airsafe.com Foundation. I'm your host, Dr. Todd Curtis, the head of the foundation and the creator of airsafe.com, your reliable source of airline safety and security information since 1996. This week, I'd like to talk about some of the upcoming changes that the TSA has in store for airports across the United States, starting on December 22nd, the first being that some items that were previously banned from the aircraft, small scissors and small tools, will now be allowed in carry-on baggage. The second is that there is a new program of random passenger pat-down searches, that is, passengers being pulled out of the line and be given a pat-down search without any regard to any suspicious behavior on the part of the passenger. In the past, these searches have usually happened if the passenger had set off the metal detector or if there was something else about the passenger that drew the suspicion of the TSA. These searches will be given randomly and with the intent of helping to prevent or helping to discourage people from bringing on board explosives on the aircraft. The third change is also related to preventing explosives from being on aircraft. That is a new set of technology being put into place at airports around the United States. The issue that has drawn the most attention early on has been the change that allows small tools and small scissors to be put on board the aircraft. Many groups, especially those representing flight attendants, say that this will increase the risk that both passengers and crew will face, will increase the likelihood that someone will bring something on board and use it to threaten the passengers, threaten the crew, or damage the aircraft. AirSafe.com is in agreement with the general argument, that is, allowing these items on board the aircraft will indeed increase the risk. What's not clear is whether or not anyone will actually do anything. Only time will tell. The last two changes, the pat-down searches and the new explosive detection technology, should be considered together because this is part of a change of philosophy at the TSA, a change where they are looking at a whole range of risk and using classic risk assessment techniques to analyze what risks are out there and to put resources toward those risks that are considered more high value. And clearly the TSA considers explosives on board the aircraft to be a high-value risk. In fact, their entire staff of 18,000 or so screeners have been given additional training specifically to allow them to better detect explosives and explosive components that might be put into carry-on luggage. The new technology that will be instituted at several hundred airports across the United States before the end of the year is specifically designed to look for trace explosive elements, or trace evidence of explosives, rather, on passengers before they go to the secure area of the airport. In advance of the changes on December 22nd, there's been quite a bit of discussion as to whether these changes will be effective, and whether passengers will be unduly delayed by the pat-down searches and the other changes that are being put into place. And I'm sure that after December 22nd, there'll be even more controversy over some aspects of this. What is not clear at this time is whether or not these changes will have the effect of reducing overall risk. On the one hand, the TSA is using some of the same classic methods and same classic techniques that have been used by the FAA to reduce risk over the years. That is, looking at the whole range of risks that are faced by aircraft and by aircraft occupants, and systematically going after those risks that seem to be more high value. There are several underlying issues with these new changes that are coming about from the TSA. The first is that the risk assessment approach, although very valid and certainly supported by airsafe.com, does allow one risk, that is the risk from small tools and from small scissors, to once again be a realistic one for people on board the aircraft. Most passengers and most cabin crews will only hope that no one will take advantage of this and try to disrupt the flight because of that possibility. The second issue that comes up because of this are the privacy issues that come up with pat-down searches. In the past, some of the issues that have come up have included not having someone of the same gender in order to do a pat-down search. This has been a particular issue with women who, for a variety of valid reasons, feel more that their privacy is more intruded upon when there's a man doing a pat-down search. In the past, there have been cases where there was no one of the same gender available to do a pat-down search, and the option for the passenger was to either wait until someone was available and possibly miss their flight, or to submit to a search from someone of the opposite gender. That's caused an issue in the past and has led to some changes in the program. One can only hope that the new pat-down search procedure will be less intrusive and less problematic than the old one. The third issue is a direct result of the risk assessment philosophy as well. The TSA is going after explosives and explosive components. They are putting technology in place that is expressly designed to detect that sort of thing. This new technology is called an explosive trace portal machine, which is a device that, once a passenger walks through it, allows the detection of residual explosives either on the passenger's clothing or on the passenger's body. Even if it is working perfectly, it will not be covering the entire air transportation system. The TSA has stated that they plan to have 340 of these trace detection machines in place by the end of 2006. There are more than 340 airports in the United States where there is commercial airline traffic going on. So even if these are as widely dispersed as possible, there will be a few airports that will not have this technology available. Even some of the more traditional technologies, like explosive detection dogs, are not available for every airport. Another issue for TSA is more of a long-term issue, in that even if these changes work as advertised, even if the likelihood of bombs and explosives being put on the airplanes reduces to zero, they're not in a real position to take credit for this. This issue is something that's faced not just by the TSA, but by the FAA and other aspects of the aviation community. That is, if there are procedures put into place that prevent something from happening, and that something does not happen, it's difficult to lay claim to a non-event. That is, if there are no bombs on aircraft in the next few years, TSA could say that the new procedures led to this happening, but a person on the other side could easily say that if nothing had been done, maybe there would not have been any bombs anyway, and perhaps all of the expenditure of money and resources would have been wasted. That's an issue which will not be resolved for several years, if at all. Taken together, these three major changes do represent a significant change in direction for the TSA, and by their estimation, it represents a reduction in overall risk faced by passengers. We can only hope here at airsafe.com and elsewhere that the TSA is correct and that the risk of flying will be reduced. Thanks for listening. For more information about airline safety, you can find us at airsafe.com. That's AIRSAFE.com. Or type the words airline safety into your favorite search engine. We're probably on the first page of results. Feel free to write to us at our email address, theconversation@airsafe.com. And we'll see you next time.